Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign's raised $200 million in the last week.
We have momentum. The day after I announced my candidacy, we saw the best 24 hours of grassroots fundraising in presidential campaign history.
About 170,000 volunteers also signed up to help her campaign. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's every indication a rocket that hit a soccer field in Syria was fired by Hezbollah.
We are deeply saddened by the loss of life that we saw. There is no justification for terrorism, period. And every indication is that the rocket was from Hezbollah.
A national day of mourning for Sonia Massey in Chicago, a rally held there yesterday.
Sonia should be here with us today. We should not have to be here yet again demanding justice for another black woman who was murdered by the police.
Massey was killed by police after she called 911 for help. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on student loan forgiveness at the recent American Federation of Teachers conference. Here's Danielle Smith.
The Biden administration has canceled over $62 billion in federal student debt for more than 871,000 public service workers nationwide, including teachers. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke at the conference. She told them the administration sees a future with affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave for all.
We see a future where every student has the support and the resources they need to thrive, and a future where no teacher has to struggle with the burden of student loan debt. So, as an example, our administration has forgiven student loan debt for nearly 5 million Americans.
She pointed out that the federal student debt relief plans, including the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, face potential threats due to legal challenges and some resistance from Republicans in Congress. A Pennsylvania recipient of student loan forgiveness introduced Vice President Harris. Brittany Schaup is a special education teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Schaup said she heard about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF, but most people who applied for it didn't receive it during the last administration.
The Biden-Harris administration fixed PSLF and made the process easy, so I applied and later had my student loans forgiven. And now I help my fellow teachers get the debt forgiveness they deserve.
The AFT conference wrapped up Thursday in Houston. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers giving up 5 runs in the 7th. They lost 7-3 to the Marlins last night, trying to avoid the sweep today. A recap of today's game coming up tonight. Pat Murphy asks, does he get concerned when players like Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick both go 0-for-4 at the plate?
Concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned, but this is what young people go through. I heard some people booing Sal Frelick during their strikeout there in the 8th, and I was like, are you kidding me? These kids have been battling their guts out.
The Brewers added reliever Rick Mears in a trade with the Rockies after having to place Bryson Hudson on IL with an oblique strain. Ryan Braun, honored today, added to the team Wall of Fame. At the Olympics, men's basketball team Greece losing to Canada 86-79, despite Giannis scoring 34 points. NFL, Jordan Love says it was a long wait, but he's grateful for the deal he signed with the Packers.
Past couple of days, trying to be patient. My agents FaceTimed me, and it was definitely a very special day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on tap for your Sunday, with a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Highs topping out in the upper 70s, a light south breeze of 5 to 10. A little better chance of showers and storms tonight. Mostly cloudy skies and lows near 70, currently 71 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Music of the stars. All across Wisconsin from WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Reminding you that it doesn't mean a thing if it doesn't have that certain je ne sais quoi, that joie de vivre, that fromage blanc et pêche. Keely Smith. Look it up. Morning.
Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Light it off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. When that music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Whoa, whoa, baby, whoa, whoa, whoa. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. Ba 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 do do ba ba swing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-da. Not a dream that ended with a dawn. It's one fate intended to live on and on. This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer's madness, a passing glance, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string.
Phillips in the orchestra. You can see his work in Babe, a motion picture about the story of Babe Ruth. And that's always.
Ah, blow that thing. The love that's true, my
helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, days may not be firm, always, that's when I'll be there. Always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Stir it up, little dog. Oh, that sure is pretty. I'll get high.
Need a helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, days may not be firm. Always, that's when I'll be there. Always, not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Homer and Jethro. Jethro Burns out of Evanston.
It's the time of the season.
Tune written by Irving Berlin.
In this time.
The year was 1925. He wrote it as a wedding gift for his bride.
With pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
Married her in 1926.
Everyone,
Ellen McKay.
The time of the season for love.
And he gave her all the royalties.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
is he rich like me?
It was actually a sequel to Irving Berlin's earlier song, When I Lost You, which he had written and pertained to the death of his first wife, Dorothy. Finally, he got into the public domain just 3 years ago.
Just a day.
music of the stars from WRJN all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. This is Julie London, Mrs. Jack Webb.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. Well, you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You make me feel so glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for, I didn't. Tell you I want some love, that's true, yes I do, you know I do. Give me what I cry for. You got the kisses that I.
Wrote that. And Pete King in the orchestra with Julie. Some people can sing, some people shouldn't. Like Orson Welles.
Gee, Lana, I never get tired of looking at your picture. All the other guys got 15 or 20 pictures, all different girls. I used to have pictures of all the different movie stars until I found your picture. Now I'm ready to settle down. I guess I've always been crazy about you. I'll never forget you in Honky Tonk, where you were married to Clark Gable, and he was always leaving you to play poker. You cried because you didn't think he was ever coming back. I wasn't so sure he was either. Gosh, how you cried. But at the end of the picture, he did come back, and then I cried. You won't remember this, Lana, but I met you once face-to-face. Honest, Injun, I did. I was standing outside the canteen. You came rushing out the stage door and bumped into me, right smack into me. You didn't hurt me, though. You thought you did. You looked right at me and said, I'm sorry, and patted me on the cheek. That was a year and a half ago, and I still haven't washed that spot. Then one day I saw your picture on a billboard advertising Swoon Queen Bubble Soap. Well, what's good enough for you is good enough for me, Lana. I borrowed a soup vat from the kitchen and took a bubble bath. Gosh, it was frothy. And just like you said in the ad, Lana, those bubbles sure last, because ever since that day we've been getting soup with a head on it. I don't have to tell you.
Orson Welles, Judy Garland, from MGM,
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. Didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh, gee, Mr. Gable. I don't want to bother you. Guess you've got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so natural-like. Oh, not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top, 'cause you know you made me love you.
There's Judy. True story about that song. Gable didn't know she was going to do that, and when he first saw it on the screen, the guy broke into tears. True story. You got some stuff up in the attic that you go back and visit on occasion. That's a good thing, I think. Don't throw it away. Trust me.
Time for memories returning. Slip away and just die. I
of my yesterday.
The music of the stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, all over Wisconsin from Racine and WRJN, Radio Park. Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy.
Stars. George Duning wrote this. Thank you. prolific composer. It's George Duning wrote From Here to Eternity also.
A time for memories returning. A time for longing and yearning. Shades of blue crowding through as I sit here.
And George Duning seems to be forgotten by a lot of people. Worked for Columbia Pictures. He did From Here to Eternity, 310 to Yuma. Did comedies, Houseboat with Cary Grant, Ensign Pulver, Jimmy Cagney. He was a director of the K. Kaiser College of Musical Knowledge. Served in the Navy during the war. Columbia liked him so much, they contracted him as an arranger. He got 5 Oscar nominations. Including From Here to Eternity, The Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine at Radio Park. Farming, a big thing here in Racine County. Sure, it's a metropolitan area, but we have farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe right here, Pam Yonke. The Midwest Farm Report every weekday morning from 5 until 6 in the morning, along with reports, well, all day long. And Don Rosen's on from 6 till 9 now. Keep up to date on all things agricultural. Part of our local news. And now timeless hits. WRJN. Racine.
You vowed your love from here to eternity, a love so true it never would die. You gave your lips, gave them so willingly. How could I know your kiss meant goodbye? Now I'm alone with only a memory. My empty arms will never know.
Liberace's birthday on the 31st. George was born in Menasha, Wisconsin. And he was a sideman with Kay Kaiser, Anson Weeks, and his own band. Here he is with a hit record. Liberace, born 1911, and his birthday on the 31st. Big hit, Peanut Vendor. Worked with his brother. Was in Racine at the old Hotel Racine. Back in 74, on stage, worked at the Beverly Hilton. Good violinist.
here, George. Come over here, George. Take this candelabra over to Mother. I did that because I want my program to go over with a bang.
Liberace was on Batman. Mancini.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone. Charade.
Stand by for news. The Civic Media Radio Network will be on till high noon. And podcasts, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. This is WRJN from Racine, all over Wisconsin, via the Civic Media Radio Network. Right after news and weather, another hour, The Music of the Stars.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS